that's the crux of the issue, Donal. And HICWA released a public statement to both Deputy Piers Doherty and myself back in August, stating that St Joseph's had a history of non-compliance with fire precautions. And obviously, as a result of that, then back in August, the respite services in St Joseph's were immediately withdrawn from the hospital, which was something that was hugely concerning to patients involved and to the family members involved. And it begged the question as to why HICWA were in a position to say that a prominent community hospital in Donegal has a history of non-compliance with fire precautions. That's a very, very serious thing for any community hospital, or indeed any building that's managed by the HSE, to have to answer to. And why was that report then of January 2024 that identified these significant fire risks, why was that not actioned? Why did we have to wait until August of this year before HICWA came back and said, you haven't done what we asked you to do, we're closing the service as of now?
You also made the point that other HSE facilities across Donegal need to be checking their own compliance, and you're raising the question, if non-compliances were allowed to drag at St Joseph's, has that been the case in other parts of the service in Donegal?
It's a very fair and reasonable concern that people in Donegal have that, you know, when you look at the issue that we've had in St Joseph's and the very, very serious fire safety concerns, how can we be sure that the other centres that are managed by HSE estates in the county don't have the same issues? I think that's a very fair and reasonable question, and I do believe that it's incumbent upon the HSE to take measures to reassure the people of Donegal that these buildings which are residential centres, are community hospitals, which, as I stated, are homes to hundreds of vulnerable people, we need to be sure that these buildings are safe and fit for purpose, and that they pose no additional risk to these patients. And unfortunately, as of yet, there has been no reassurances given from the HSE that there is complete confidence in the fire safety status of our buildings. We need to address the seriousness of this issue immediately, because it's of huge, huge concern to everybody that uses these services.
You believe a full investigation is necessary. Do you think an investigation will actually get to the bottom of the questions you're asking, and that you will get the answers that you require?
Well, look, I pressed the HSE on these issues. They have asked for a wee bit of time to come back to me with answers to some of the questions that I've posed. I'm willing to give them that wee bit of time. We're meeting again next month as part of the Regional Health Forum. So by next month, I'm expecting some answers to these questions. And if not, look, this will be continuously raised by myself, and I'll ask my colleagues in the Oireachtas to raise it as well, because we can't have this situation where the HSE are seemingly ignoring reports from HICWA, or, on the other hand, they see the report and they're simply taking too long to action it. Something needs to be done, and a full and frank investigation needs to be carried out so that everybody knows exactly what happened here and what went wrong.